Welcome to Trust the Journey. Join me, your host, Letitia Goble, as I speak to ordinary individuals that have said yes to Jesus. Each guest is given a space to share their story of transformation. When we say yes to Jesus, we must be rooted in God's word to persevere. Surround ourselves with individuals that draw us to Him instead of away from Him, and surrender our will for His perfect will. I hope you enjoy this episode today.
Follow your lead, whatever you do.
Well, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Trust the Journey. It's Tish here. I'm so excited that today I have joined with my Danny DeVito to my Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, girl.
Miss Pastor Rose Chavez. This is going to be a fun time. Today we are going to talk about the power of abiding.
Yes, we are.
So, Rose, please say hello to our listeners.
Hi, everybody. I am Danny DeVito, number two.
Literally, she's Danny DeVito to my Arnold.
I'm 5 feet tall.
Are you really?
On a good day when I'm wearing flats.
Goodness.
Today I'm 5 foot two and a half.
I really didn't realize you were that.
I am barely 5 feet tall and shrinking, you know, because as I mature, bone density.
As we curve from the osteoporosis in our bodies.
I'm telling you.
Well, I do want to thank you. Thank you so much for this time. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to many more of these because I think that there's something in there for everyone and just a different flair. So again, say hello to our listeners.
Hi, everybody. Yes. So I'm just honored and excited to be able to be joining you on this podcast today. Of course, my name is Rose Chavez. I am a Midwesterner. I'm from Nebraska, born and raised. And God has transplanted me to the desert. I asked to be planted. So be careful where you ask to be planted. Be a little more specific, because I asked to be planted, and we've been planted in the inner city here in Phoenix for 21, nearly 22 years now. And inner city ministries is not for the faint of heart, as Tish is finding
out.
Not at all.
Yes, not at all.
But you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. We have learned so much in what it means to live the yielded life, surrendered life on this journey that God has called us to, fulfilling our purpose.
Absolutely.
And just loving on God's people and being obedient to what He's called us to do. So I'm excited.
Yeah, so that definitely requires you to have a power to abide.
Oh, girl, the power to abide, the power to remain. We'll get into it in a bit. Yeah. But that's, we really absolutely have learned that here in this ministry. And, you know, I'm a preacher's kid, third generation pastor. My husband is a second generation pastor. And so we've got that bullseye of a birthmark on us.
Yeah.
And we've tried to run and hide, and God said, I called you.
Yes.
That's when you know you're truly called, because you will try to run first, because you understand the weight, the responsibility that comes with it. And we don't take that lightly. But so I, of course, I'm married. My husband's name is Maurice. We have two daughters, Jasmine and Jaden, and Tish knows them. Tish is known as Auntie Tish.
Yes, my baby.
Yeah. So Jasmine is 32 and married and has a 14-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can share that story later. Pray for us. Because these teenage years are my grandbaby. I'm known affectionately as Glammy. Because I was a young grandma. And then Jaden, our joy.
Yeah,
Jaden, our little Jaden girl.
Yes.
So, my butterbean from the South, and, we're just blessed. We're blessed.
Yeah.
We have had some interesting twists and turns on this journey, but it has made us who we are and made us stronger and helped us to really abide, learn to abide and learn to remain and learn to hold fast to God's hand, be steadfast and immovable. We'll talk about that in a bit.
Yeah, and I think that that's such a beautiful thing, though, is the true understanding of what that abiding looks like. And I think that it's really important for our listeners, because they're walking out their faith And like we were talking just a little bit ago off of recording, that it requires us to allow God to be God in his rightful role. And
Yes.
so let's talk about that. So in this season, so right now in this season, we're all at a different place and in the journey in searching for the kingdom. I won't say searching, that's an improper word because we know where the kingdom is. However, it's a journey in our relationship with Christ, bearing more and more of the image of our Savior Jesus. So in that, it does require us to have that power of abiding. So for the listeners, what does that look like in a given season when you know that God has called you in purpose? And there are some people that are like, well, I don't know what my purpose is. What would you say to that in
Well, let's backtrack just a little bit. And I'm a words girl, and I know I shared this on Saturday. What does it truly mean to abide? What does that look like? So let's go to, our friend Webster Dictionary and understand what that mean, what the word for abide is. So the English word abide is a translation of the Greek word meno, which also means to remain, and the Hebrew word yashab, which means to dwell, like our dwelling place, which we live, a place where we live. This word has a range of possible translations, including to stay, to lodge with, to wait for, to keep on, to continue, to exist, to persist, to reside, to tarry, to stand fast, to stand firm in battle. So basically, abiding is an active word. It doesn't mean you're just going to sit. You're not just going to sit in a chair and passively remain in a particular place and not do anything. Abiding means more than that. Abiding is an active word, meaning you're making a firm commitment. So in order to fulfill our purpose, we need to make a commitment to God and just say, God, I want to know and fulfill your perfect will for my life. Because there's God's permissive will and his perfect will. His permissive will is this saying, okay, I've created you. I knew you since before you were formed in your mother's womb because I created you to accomplish this while you are on this earth. But you have a choice. We have free will. So, okay, you don't want to do that, then I'm going to permit you to do, but there's also consequences to our disobedience and not willingly surrendering to God. So the purpose, as long as you have breath in your lungs, you have a purpose. God didn't, you're not here by accident. And I really want to emphasize that because a lot of people feel like and have been told you're a mistake.
Ooh, yeah, I know that one very well.
Yeah, you really shouldn't have been born. Well, that's contrary to the word of God. God's word says, I knew you since before you were formed in your mother's womb. I predestined for you to be here. Every person on this earth that is living, every living human being has a purpose. Now it's up to us to seek God, to say, God, why have you placed me here? And in obedience and in complete surrender to Him, okay. Help me to find that direct, establish, and order my steps, as the word of God says.
Absolutely.
So,
And in that process of him alone, having his rightful place in directing and ordering those steps, there is the responsibility of us, on us, to abide. And for those that are listening that may be walking through their purpose, they know that God has called them for whatever that purpose may be. But what does that look like for them to actually abide while they're walking in it?
Well, I think first of all, it begin to understand the importance of abiding and that it's a
That,
foundational
yeah,
thing. We
take
need to
its
go to the very
action.
first part where you have to have faith first.
Oh, come on.
You have to have faith. So what does that mean? You need to make an active firm commitment of faith, confessing, first of all, that Jesus is the Son of God. It starts with our relationship. It starts with us acknowledging God sent his Son for our salvation. Accepting that, that's the first step. And I know this is elementary for many people, but we need to have this capstone, this foundation of, okay, to abide means, what am I going to abide in? Why would I abide? Well, first of all, I need to believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Accept him. And then say, make a transformation in my life.
Yes.
Change me from where I am, what I've allowed this world to put on me, what I've done, things that have happened to me, things that I've done to myself. God, I surrender that to you. Now I want you to lead me, lead my life. 1 John 4:15 says, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, then God abides in him and he abides in God.
Yes.
So it's a two-way street.
It
I know
sure
we talked
is.
About that. We've talked about this quite a bit just this last week in preparation for the Bible study that we're currently doing. And then it continues on with repentance. So we talked about that. So believe in God and faith, then repent and say, God, if there's things in me that are displeasing to you, then I repent. Repent means you stop where you are, turn around, go the opposite direction.
Right.
Stop going in that same direction.
Right.
Because it ain't serving you. It's
and
not
that's
serving
even
you.
In the way we think.
Absolutely. Our attitude, our thoughts, our behavior, everything. It's so important to understand that. So 1 John 3 says this, no one who abides in him keeps on sinning willingly. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him.
Yes.
If we willingly sin, then we're like, how do we truly know him?
Yeah.
Do we truly receive him? Then it extends to God's word. You must make an active firm commitment to read God's word. Ooh, girl, come on. Meditate upon it and allow it to affect every part of our life.
Every part.
Every part.
Yeah.
Mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, every area.
Every part.
We can't exclude one and just say, God, you can be Lord of this, but not that.
Yes.
He's either Lord of all or he's not Lord at all.
And you know what I call that, right?
What do you want, girl?
I call that buffet Christianity.
Oh, yes. Pick and choose. Yeah. Oh, I only want this. I only like that. Sometimes, you know, when we were growing up, we were made to eat our vegetables. Now your palate changes as you get older, as you mature. But I didn't like broccoli growing up. There's so many health benefits
to
eating broccoli.
Yes.
And I had to grow up. I had to mature. I had to get a palate for that. But it had to start with, okay, knowing this is good for me. This is what I need to do. So it's important to stand firm in this truth. 1 John 2:24 says, let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. Having God's word abiding in us means more than reading it occasionally. So to abide in God's word means to stand fast, stand firm on God's word. That's our foundation.
Yes.
And that's our foundation.
Even in that, and I like how you said that, it's even in what he has said. So in your purpose, God said something. He placed something in you that you heard, whether it was spiritually, whatever that may have been, in a dream that he gave you, or in your time in prayer, or in reading his word. God spoke to you in regards to a little hint or piece of his plan for you. So you're like, okay, there's purpose. I'm supposed to do something with this. Remembering what he originally told you allows you to, I know what he already said.
Yes.
Even though he said it 3 years ago, his word never changes because he never changes.
Same yesterday, today, and forever.
I think that's a beautiful principle to put in there, a practice in that principle of abiding.
Yeah.
Is that remember what he's already said and continue to seek him.
Yes.
And then everything else about what he's already said will fall into place.
We build on that.
Yes.
And I think as Christians, as believers, as disciples of Christ, we kind of adopt the world's mentality of, okay, what's next? What's next?
What am I supposed to do?
What am I supposed to do next? Well, if you're abiding in God, which means you're resting and leaning. We talked about leaning into him as our support, as our foundation, as the best wisdom and guidance you can get on this earth while we're on this earth, letting him guide you and say, God, what am I to do next? You gave me this word and I'm building on that, because the first word that God gives you is absolutely foundational.
Right.
He's a builder.
Yes.
He's a builder. He's a creator.
Yes.
He's like, I need to give you this first, because what I have for you is an addition to that.
It. And it could take you know, depending on your level of obedience, it could take you longer to fulfill God's purpose and plan for you, or it can take you, you know, a short period of time. And because remember, to him, he's outside of time. And so what seems to us a 7-day journey if we would have gone through the East Gate. Israelite
Yes,
took you 40 years.
40 years.
So there requires that abiding and obedience.
Abiding and obedience.
You know?
I love that. I love that you brought that up because it absolutely is about obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Think about when we ask our children to do something.
Yes.
Usually the kickback, oh, okay, I need you to pick up your laundry off the floor. Okay, I know you're trying to protect the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
The carpet in your room still looks brand new because you got a layer of clothes of underwears and socks all over the floor.
Sometimes we're thankful for that part.
Thankful for that part. However, it's an attitude of, you know, we get frustrated with our kids when they give us kickback.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't want to do that. Their attitude of not wanting to obey.
Mm-hmm.
What's the same way with God? When God gives us, when he gives us a command or directive, and you know, here's the way, walk in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we come back at him with, murmuring and complaining or a bad attitude.
Right.
Look, he knows what's best for us.
He
just
sure
like
does.
We know what's best for our children when they're within that age of us parenting them and training them up in the way that they should go. So it's the same way when we walk in obedience to God. Yes, God, okay, I don't necessarily like how this is going or where I'm scared because the future is unsure.
Right.
But you got me.
Yeah. And I think that I think I'd like to add on to that too, in the choice of that of obedience.
Mm-hmm.
We get to that point and we start to take action. That's not abiding.
No.
We start to, well, it's got to be this. Because
we jump the gun.
God, yeah, we start moving instead of just waiting and abiding.
Mm. Okay? Waiting on
and
the
that
Lord.
Doesn't mean waiting and like sitting still.
No, you still got to keep doing what you're doing while you wait.
Absolutely.
There's a season of waiting and many times in our lives.
Right.
And sometimes it's we're like, that's been uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, but
because we don't like waiting, especially nowadays. We don't like, we got microwaves, we got Keurigs. I know, girl, you got a thing with Keurigs,
drive
and I get
everything.
It.
No,
drive
yeah.
through everything.
You're not killing me over some hot plastic.
Hot plastic, right? Give me good espresso. But we want things instantaneously.
Yes, self-gratification.
And we talked about this earlier. There's an entitlement that comes with that. God doesn't owe us anything.
Right. He doesn't owe us anything.
He doesn't owe us anything. And so we've got to change our mindset out of the entitlement of, well, God's got to do this for me. No, he don't got to do nothing.
Yes.
You know what? We get to serve him.
Right, right. He gave us breath in the lungs
he gave
today.
Us, and he gave his one and only son.
Yeah, absolutely.
He loved us first and he gave first.
Yeah.
So our response should be, you already set the stage, God.
Right.
Or what you want to do in my life, how you want to bless me,
mm-hmm.
when you want to bless me. But the fact that I have breath in my lungs and I'm still alive today, I'm 6 feet above ground.
Yeah.
I want to fulfill what you've called and placed me on this earth to do.
Right.
Come hell or high water, I got to figure out what that is.
Whatever it is. And for me, when you say that, I think about, yes, God doesn't have to do another thing. Let me tell you. What he has already done up to this point today, if he
never did another thing
again, I'm thankful.
Gratitude. You know, we're going into November. November's my favorite month because, unfortunately, yet fortunately, it's the one time a year that the awareness of gratitude comes to people because of Thanksgiving.
Here we come,
But we should abide with a heart of thanksgiving January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December. 365 days a year, 24/7, with a heart of gratitude, a heart of surrender, a heart of saying, yes, God, thank you. Every day that we wake up, the moment our eyes open, the moment our feet hit the ground, the devil's like, oh, snap.
Right.
Tish and Rose are up.
Yeah.
Oh,
here we go.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
That should be every believer's mentality.
Every day that we're
every
that
day
month.
That we're up. God, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for what you've done.
Yeah.
Thank you. And but yet that mentality comes from being in a place or cultivating and creating a place of abiding.
Yes, yes, yes.
Of remaining, of being persistent.
Yeah. And it
in
is
being in his
practice.
presence and practice.
I don't want anybody that is listening to ever think that it's like, you just got there. No. Literally, it came with those storms and it came with, you know, the good times. And then all of a sudden, just as you're smiling, the tears, there's so much that is around walking in that journey, but it's the soil that you're rooted in. You know,
that say that again. I like, let's go to the soil.
Yeah.
Let's what do you mean by it? That?
The soil. It's like, okay.
Okay. Get it, girl. Okay. Dig in.
Before I walked into the season of my divorce and into the journey that God has me on right now in his purpose, he was teaching me through a garden.
And oh, yes.
He was teaching me through a garden. And there was something that I had to do before I literally toiled up the ground.
The ground.
So I started with this, our backyard. It was just hard ground. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but the Lord was downloading what I needed to grow this garden.
I love that.
So I would take the bags of soil and I would add, particular things to it, citrus and all of this good stuff that was going to give a good
nutrients.
Rich, all of the good stuff that was going to make the soil for my plant to spring forth good fruit. But I had to also tend to that soil even once my seeds were planted. And so they're going to be planted at a particular level beneath the ground. If they're too close to the surface, there's not going to be enough coverage. Okay. So
they won't take root.
They will not. And in that process. And so I had to put my plants in good soil, seeds in the good soil.
Right.
And I had to take care of that soil on a regular basis. It wasn't like I just planted it and watered and watched them grow. No. I had to go out there and literally roll and you know, plug up
the weeds.
That soil around it, around the seeds as I was watering. And I had to look very close to make sure that the seeds weren't coming up. Did I get them
deep
enough before my plant began to grow? And in that growing process of cutting some of the dead off and, you know, some fruits that were going to be bigger or smaller than others. But before it even got to where it was budding fruit, there was a process of having to take care of it, the proper shade.
Yes.
You know, singing. There no
especially
joke,
here in the desert.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this was the most unbelievably beautiful garden that I had ever with my hands, because I consider myself having a green thumb.
Right.
That I cultivated.
Yeah.
But I knew God was teaching me something about what was ahead, even though I didn't know what that was. By the time I moved out of that home, the last day of me being in my marital home, the pumpkins that had grown,
girl,
they were literally
they had
shriveled because it was no longer time for me to tend to the garden. The lesson was learned. He was teaching me of the cutting back.
Yeah,
he was teaching me of the rooting in the good soil.
So in the beginning, let me ask you this, as you were prepping to do this garden, I've heard this, and I haven't planted a garden per se in my backyard in the ground. But I'm hearing here, especially here in the desert, when you first dig through that first layer, there's like rocks.
Yeah, I had to literally
dig deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. To get past the rocks and all the stuff that's in the top layer. God does the same thing with us. When we abide in him, when we find that resting place in him, the work begins.
Amen.
The breaking up. The Bible talks about breaking up the fallow ground.
Yes.
Breaking up the hard ground. The toughness of our hearts.
Yeah.
The stubbornness of our hearts and our minds. What we think we should be doing in our lives and what our desires, our fleshly desires, and surrendering that and saying, God, want me to what?
Right.
You want me to go to Africa?
Right.
You want me to pastor at an inner city church? I'm from Nebraska. What do I know about the inner city? Well, God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. Because he gets the glory in it, not us. It's not about us. Girl, we said it in
Music. It's not about us.
Not about us.
And you learn that lesson in your abiding. When you can sit still, and allow him to minister
yeah.
to your worries, your concerns, yeah. whatever's going on around you.
Your hurts.
They're not about you.
Mm-mm.
They're not about you.
I
they are
that.
To bring him glory.
Those are some of the biggest rocks.
Yeah, they
that
are
we have
rocks.
In life because it's so personal.
It is.
And they're deep seated. These
yes.
hurts, whether they're from our childhood,
relationships,
whether they're from
whatever.
Yeah, in relationships, especially relationships, because we pour ourselves
mm-hmm.
out so much. We invest so much in mm-hmm. our relationships, whether it's friendships or with your family,
right.
your siblings, or with your spouse, with your children, because we pour and pour and pour. And when that's not reciprocated, or something in life causes that wedge,
right.
causes a break or a rift in that,
mm-hmm.
it breaks you deep down to your core, deep down to your soul.
Right.
That is a soul wound.
It can be unless you know what you're rooted in.
Yeah.
I know
mm-hmm.
that, yes,
mm-hmm.
relationships can hurt so deeply when they are, they're no longer what you consider solid.
Yeah.
But I have to ask, if you hold things loosely,
mm-hmm.
then when things like that take place,
mm-hmm.
it's not so personal to your soul because
yeah.
your soul is not rooted in that relationship.
Yeah.
Your foundation is
I
in
love
Christ.
That. And I think this, okay, so you hit a very, a hot topic that you push the button.
Oh boy.
I'm you push the button.
Buttons here.
And I want to highlight that right now because I really feel and I think that I sense that a lot of people
mm-hmm.
function from that place of their soul. They're rooted in these relationships
yeah,
instead of
no.
being rooted in God.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
He's the only one. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake
right.
you. I will never cast you out. I will always remain.
Right.
If you remain in me, I will remain in you.
Right.
But we have to take that first step. So when we function from that place and understanding deep in our hearts and
mm-hmm.
our minds and our spirits, deep down to our soul, saying, okay, God, regardless of what comes and goes,
mm-hmm.
I can't plant my garden in that.
Right, exactly, yeah.
I need to plant my garden in you.
Right.
You will bring fruit. I am, scripture, I am the vine,
yes.
you are the branches.
Yes.
You abide in me and I abide in you. You will fruit.
Right.
But I think that's foundational. I think a lot of people need to kind of do some self introspective.
Inward. Yeah.
Yeah. And
that's
just
very
say,
hard for people to do.
Oh, I know. And that's the first thing that I go to. It's innate in me.
Yeah.
The first thing I look to is me. Am I the common denominator
right.
in this situation? And what do I need to do
way.
First? In a healthy way. Yeah,
right.
absolutely. And
okay.
go to God with it and say, okay, God, I'm introspectively saying, okay, this is what's going on. Is it me?
Right.
Is there anything in me
right.
that I need to
search
surrender
my heart.
To? Search my heart, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything in it,
yes.
lock it away.
Yeah. And that a lot of that introspection for some people is prominent because it does come from an unhealthy childhood.
Yeah.
It really
yeah.
truly does. Whether
yeah.
it was in your home or whether
mm-hmm.
it was on the playground.
Right.
You in that unhealthy space, it's like, what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
But when you're rooted in the proper thing, Christ
mm-hmm.
himself,
mm-hmm.
then you begin to have a healthy perspective of, Lord, what is in me?
Right.
You know, not
right.
what did I do wrong?
Right.
It's more, what is in me, Lord, that is not like you?
Yeah. Have I opened the door to something
right.
that has the potential to bring a wedge between
mm-hmm.
you and I that can come in and disrupt the
Separated.
Peace, separate
mm-hmm.
me from you, separate
mm-hmm.
my communion with you, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anything to come in the way.
Right.
Remove those things. Those are weeds. Pull those weeds
Pull
out.
Pull those weeds out.
Pull those weeds out and keep me connected to the vine.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's reciprocal. It's a two-way. I
it has
need
to be.
That. I need that in my life.
Right.
To be able to fulfill
mm-hmm.
my purpose.
That's the only way that you're going to be able to fulfill it is there's got to be a level of certain disciplines,
yeah.
a spiritual formation that you've adapted that is aligned with God's word.
Yeah.
We can have all kinds of disciplines
mm.
of what abiding looks like for us. And I hope that when we do this again,
yeah,
that
we'll do
we
part
can,
two on that.
Yeah. That we can stretch out those disciplines.
Yeah.
Because I think that it has to be
mm.
back to the basics.
Yeah.
In a
yeah.
time such as this,
yeah.
we're so busy looking for the signs, wonders, and miracles that we have failed to sit and abide mm-hmm. in him, mm-hmm. we are now abiding in our own personal Jesus, whatever that looks like. So that's why we are so busy looking for these miraculous signs, wonders, and miracles, because we're now in action to make it happen for ourselves.
Forcing it.
Yes.
Forcing it to happen.
And that's an unhealthy place for us to be in a time such as this.
Especially nowadays.
Okay.
We don't have time for that nonsense.
Now, I'm not saying that God is not in that business. Oh, we know that he is.
Every day.
Know that he's the way maker, the miracle worker. We know that. However, when I have disciplined myself to abide in him, the signs, the miracles, and the wonders are literally going to be right before our eyes.
Yep.
Some are going to be huge where we see, you know, the dead raised, literally. Yeah. I'm here to tell you, he does raise the dead.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes it's just going to be the simple things, what are simple to us.
Right.
You know, of someone's rent getting paid
right
on time, right at the cusp, you know. But he still does the miracles, but abiding in him is going to bring forth something in us, such a peace.
Yeah.
And if you are reaching for the signs, wonders, and miracles, I have to ask, what God are you serving?
Right.
If you're trying to make that happen. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, because I think if people are seeking the miracles of God instead of seeking God.
Come on. Talk about it.
That's self-serving.
Yes, talk about it.
We don't serve God for what he can do for us.
On.
He's already done.
He's done enough.
More than enough.
Mm-hmm.
Anything on top of that
is gravy.
Is gravy.
Yes.
Anything on top of that is his mercies that are new every single morning.
Thank
in
you.
His mercy and in his grace,
mm-hmm.
he says, I'm going to give you above and beyond. But we don't serve him for that.
Yes.
We don't look to him just for what he can provide.
Right.
We serve him because the very first commandment, and he says, you shall love the Lord your God.
Amen.
All your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Loving him first. Then love your neighbor as you would yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other commandments fall under
they do.
One of those two.
Absolutely.
So again, when we abide because we recognize and acknowledge, first of all, who God is.
Right.
And what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Of anything, our prayer should be, God, I want to love you.
Right.
I want to know you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know you on the most intimate, deepest level,
mm-hmm.
because your relationship, my relationship with you, is the most important.
Right. Because when we have that deeper relationship with him, getting to know him, mm-hmm. we have a full awareness of who we are
in him, knowing who we are.
Yeah.
And I think that's the struggle that humanity is facing right now. Not just in the United States, mm-hmm. across the world.
Across, I agree.
People
with you.
Don't know who they are.
Yeah. And
they are.
Yeah.
Whose they are.
Yeah.
We don't belong to ourselves.
No.
We don't belong to anybody else. We belong to God. We are God's children, created in his image. That mm-hmm. is, I'm getting chills. That is such a beautiful thing. God is such a creative God. He imagined and mm-hmm. he said, I am creating man
in
my
him.
Image, mm-hmm. in who I am. I'm going to breathe. Not only that, I'm going to breathe my very breath of life into him, into them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Girl, when we can understand that, then we can sit and say, oh,
yes, but
I'm just going to sit here and abide.
And abide. But if we're too busy chasing all of these other things, we don't have that. That's a discipline.
It is a discipline.
I mean, everything that we have been trained to do in this day and age has to be upfront mm-hmm. and loud or from a platform.
Mm.
We've got it flipped upside down. We need to flip it right side up.
God is in the still small voice.
Right. He's in the stillness of everything. You don't need to be seen. You don't need to be heard. It doesn't need to be loud.
No.
You know, and that's why Cindy had asked me one day, she's like, Tish, can you tell me why were you praying, asking us to pray for silent submission? She said, can you help me understand that?
Oh,
that is a piece of my abiding discipline.
Yeah.
I want that stillness, that meekness, that submission under unto God.
Yeah.
So I am low and beneath him. Mm-hmm. And when I know my rightful place and his rightful place over me, Lord over me,
there's power in that.
Oh, come on.
See, you said word meekness, and I think a lot of people have a misunderstanding of what the word meekness means.
Yes, because I've always been loud.
Same. We could get loud with it.
Yeah.
Meekness does not mean weakness.
No, it does not.
Meekness means power under control.
Yes.
Jesus was meek and mild. So if meekness was, you know, I'm just going to be humble. I'm just going to be, I'm weak. No. Why would it use meek and mild?
Right.
Meekness means he had all the power to say, you know what? I'm tired of this place.
Yes.
I'm tired of you people. Angels, come down, take me off this cross.
Right.
It took all the meekness in him to remain.
To remain.
On that cross. To abide under the Father's.
Yes.
Under the Father's appointing of him come. He willingly said, I'll go.
Yeah.
They need a Savior. I will go.
Yeah.
But we don't even understand because we've never been to heaven.
Right.
What he left
yes.
to come here?
Oh my goodness.
To take on the form?
Yeah.
In the way that he did?
With us dirty, rotten people.
With us dirty, rotten, lowly, sinful,
undeserving.
Selfish, undeserving people. Mm-hmm. That's a love that humanity truly does not understand.
No.
And we need to get to understand. We need to go to God and say, help me to understand.
Yes.
Help me to accept your love. I want to know you.
Right.
I want to know that love. I want to function from that place. It is a pure love, a sacrificial love.
Right. That's the silent submission that I speak of.
Silent submission.
I want more of that, to abide in him so that without hesitation, I can hear his voice to walk day by day in his purpose.
Yeah.
I don't need to know the end result. Because I know that everything that he has and desires for me is good.
Is good.
There's nothing in me that is good. It's everything that is in him that is good. And people just, they don't even realize that when they're saying good morning and good night, they're saying God's morning, God's night.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing good
outside of
him.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, exactly. I love that. But I love that you brought up that submission, the quiet, silent submission. There's peace in that. I see peace all over you. And I know your story. And I know where you've been. We met in February, but it's as if we've known each other for 20 years because of our position with God. We met within.
He did it.
He did it. He brought, this is a divine connection. This is a sisterhood. This is what's the word I'm looking for? We are sisters.
It's like
a kindred spirit. That's what I'm looking for.
I can tell you this, you know, like I was saying, you know, from the garden and the Lord beginning, he had already begun a process in me.
Yeah.
But through the garden, he was teaching me disciplines in abiding. So when I left that home and I was silent with him in my own home, he would only allow particular people into the space in what he was doing. So by the time coming to meet you, along with other people, I already knew that God was joining things together for his purpose in
the assignment.
Working
all things for your good.
He was already doing it.
Yeah.
But I could also recognize the ones that were not going to go into the next season with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was making it very clear.
Yeah.
There was nothing I could do.
Right.
But I had already begun the lessons when long before I said, Lord, you healed me from this long time illness.
So you raised me up out of my deathbed.
Right. Yeah. So I know, Lord, that in my life and through my life, you want to get the glory out of this.
Yes.
Okay.
Always.
You want to.
Yeah.
So it is my responsibility as a follower, not a believer.
Right.
Because we can believe and not follow.
Demons believe and tremble.
Amen.
Mm.
As a follower of Christ, I must abide in you to fulfill your purpose, your purpose,
His purpose for our life.
Yeah, in my life.
Yeah, I love that. So we really need to change that phrase. Not my purpose, it's the purpose of God in me, the purpose of why He created me and placed me on this earth. What is the purpose that you have for my life?
Right.
To fulfill. And it is a lot. I love the name of your podcast. It is a journey.
And He gave that to me too.
It is a journey.
So here we go.
We are on a journey until this is not our final place. And I think people forget that. You and I have talked about this numerous times. This is not our home.
No, it isn't.
We are strangers. We are aliens. We are not of this world. We're traveling through because this is not our final place.
No. And if we think that that's it, then we've got this Christian walk all wrong.
Yeah.
You know, this morning we were in Galatians 3, you know, and that is, it is by our faith.
Mm.
So our Christian walk is strictly, totally by faith.
Yeah.
If you're not walking by faith, allowing Him to lead you, then I have to ask you, Christian, who are you serving?
Right.
Because our whole existence of being followers of Christ, to follow by
blind faith,
trusting that he's ordering our steps.
Right. Exactly.
Because if you're coming just on a Sunday, but you're not living when Sunday service is over at Monday through Saturday till the next Sunday, that it's not your life.
Right.
Christianity is a life.
It is a
journey.
Life
it's
journey.
A lifestyle.
Yes.
You don't get to get up every morning and wash it on and off in the shower. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You are living this in everything that you do. Yeah. So you're walking it by faith.
Walking. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God.
It's impossible.
It's impossible because this is a faith walk.
It has to be.
This is a faith walk journey. Mm-hmm.
Or you're calling God a liar.
Ooh, I ain't trying to do that. I ain't trying to do that.
But do you get where you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
It's like we either believe or we buffet style from God's word. Because He tells us time and time again His love for us.
Yeah.
You know, He tells us time and time again that He cares for us. Mm-hmm. You know, so we must walk in the faith. Mm-hmm. And to increase that faith, and I mean by strength, the strength of the faith walk.
Yeah.
You must understand the power of abiding.
Remaining in Him. But to remain in Him, you have to first come to Him. And I think that's where a lot of people think that they have, but you know you truly have when you come, not just in repentance,
Right.
in faith,
right,
but in saying, okay, God, in surrender. Now I need you to transform my life. I don't want to remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
To remain in you means you're going to take some things out. You're going to take
cutting.
Those rocks out,
the
cutting away. You're going to take away the things that are not pleasing to you, that are not beneficial to me.
They're not
and
serving.
The purpose, they're not serving what you've placed me here to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to abide in it. I want to lean into you. I want to rest in you. I want to draw my strength from you.
Right.
You are my all in all.
Yeah. And that's where you want to draw it from. And when we double back around about those relationships, if our relationships are so rooted into those things, sometimes God allows those relationships, even if it's only for a season,
to be
if they're still breathing, I feel like you're going to circle back around at some point in time.
Absolutely.
Unless the Lord brings them home or whatever.
Right, right.
That they are no more.
Yeah.
But if you're so rooted in those relationships, did you ever stop to think what I just said? God cares for you and loves you and has a purpose in and through you that sometimes those relationships have to be removed because you're too rooted in
too
that
rooted in that
and not enough in Him.
That's being part of the vine. He's going to remove, He's going to cut away that which is not bringing fruit. That
so why don't we just say thank you,
beneficial.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
No,
thank
I mean, I'm not trying to be funny.
No, but it's true because as humans, we want to hang on to things. We want to hang on. Oh, but no, that's not helping you. It's hurting you.
Right. And you can mourn that. But come on, how long are you going to mourn for Saul? Over Saul.
Mm-hmm.
How long are you going to mourn?
Mm-hmm. Because I have rejected him.
Yeah. I have rejected him as king.
Cut him off.
So
because
whatever.
He was self-serving.
Right.
He did what he wanted. He disobeyed God so many times. God said, look, I've given you chance after chance and you continue to walk in disobedience and you're not just harming you. You're harming my people.
Yes.
When we harm those around us, God's like, oh no, honey boo boo, you cannot do that.
Right.
there's consequences to that.
Right. And so you have to look at yourself, you know, who's the king that I'm serving? Mm-hmm. Is it the king above of all kings, or am I serving an earthly king, mm-hmm. whatever that may be,
right,
in that relationship or in that job?
What have I placed as an idol above God?
Yes. What have I placed where my heart, my allegiance is so woven and rooted deep in that, that I'm not willing to give it up? And you know what? Let's not even just talk about just relationships. It's the unhealthy things that we will place before Him.
Things.
Which is time.
Time.
You know, our time is not our time.
No, we each get 24 hours a day.
Right.
You don't get 24 and a half.
No.
We get the same amount of time. We're allotted the same amount of time. What are we going to do with it?
Right. Well, what are you going to prioritize? There's so many things that are normal things to us that we place before Him,
mm-hmm.
but yet in the abiding, we don't seek Him on those things. Yeah. Lord, what is it that I am placing before You?
Yeah.
Your desire to work two jobs and not be in service to hear the word that I have for You.
You said that and went there.
You know, I'm not kidding.
Or even be home with your family.
Right, right, right.
Oh, but I've got to work this job and be away from my kids and family. You don't get that time back.
Right. You don't get that time back.
You don't get that time back.
You don't. And those are things that are critical to the healthiness and mm-hmm. raising up, you know, healthy children and loved ones and mm-hmm. that are raised up in the way that He has called them to
right.
go.
Exactly. You know,
so that's a piece of the abiding, you know.
That's a part of it.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be, because
we haven't even scratched the surface, girlfriend. We could literally go, and yes, I'd love to keep these at 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. So we're going to double back around.
We'll double back around.
This one will.
This is just the introduction, people.
Yeah.
The introduction of the power of abiding.
And we'll keep it going. So I want to recap, and the abiding, mm-hmm. you know, is, would you say, active. First and foremost, it's an active.
Yes.
It requires you to take action. Not in your strength, but in his strength.
Always.
You know, there has to be an inward self-awareness mm-hmm. that draws you to repentance.
Yes.
Okay. So is that really as far as we've gotten?
That really is as far as we've gotten. Just under, like you said, we barely scratched the surface.
We scratched the surface.
There's so much of this, which I think it's good for us to just give it in layers.
Oh, absolutely.
Because there's so much. And so the scriptures that we mentioned today, I want to encourage the listener. Yeah. So 1 John 4:15, that begins with faith. It continues with repentance, mm-hmm. which is 1 John 3:6. It extends to God's word, which is 1 John 2:24. I didn't even get to the perseverance, girl.
And that's okay, because maybe
we'll
it's
start
not time.
With that. Yeah, we'll start with that next time.
Maybe it's not time to persevere yet, because if we don't have a foundation, how are we going to know what perseverance really
right.
is? Yeah. Perseverance can look like spiritually not so mature. I don't want to say immature, because that's not fair.
No,
we're all working it out when mm-hmm. we're talking to particular people that are listening to this podcast. Everybody's at a different place.
Yeah.
So it can look like we're flapping in the wind,
mm-hmm.
but that's not the case.
Yeah.
What are you rooted in to persevere? Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Because in that perseverance run, that leg of the race.
Yeah.
Girl, everything's hitting you.
Everything.
Everything's
coming at you. And especially nowadays.
Yeah.
People are being blindsided left and right.
Right.
Hard pressed on every side.
Yes. So it's not time. Let's
not
keep
time.
Laying down that foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so by the time we get there, next one.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to truly build on the foundation of what it is to abide.
Yeah.
What that looks like in practical day-to-day for people.
Because practicality of it.
These are real people.
Yeah.
They want to relate to us in, mm-hmm. in okay, so,
so how sounds, did you make
right,
it?
Right, it sounds good for you, but, you know, how do I walk through that?
Right.
You know, that's where.
Yeah, but your life, you don't know my life. My
right.
life's not yours. Absolutely. We all have our individual walks, but there are foundational things that we all can take and implement into our daily lives that help us. That have helped you, that have helped me, that have helped my husband, that have helped numerous believers, numerous Christ followers, numerous disciples. I don't want to just say Christians, because that word's just thrown around nowadays. And so it's more than being, you know, We'll get into that later.
I don't understand that, but yes, you're right.
Yeah, so again, we want to set a foundation. We want to set the capstone.
Right.
In this series, because girl, you know this is a series, The Power of Abiding. We don't even know what we had gotten into when we started, but I think it's a God thing.
Yes,
it is. Absolutely is. This is the time and the season for you to be encouraged, for you to understand. Yes. Listener out there, we love you, whoever yes. you are. We love you in the love of the Lord, and we want what God wants for you. Amen. We want you to walk in the power
yes.
of abiding, the power that God has placed in you. But first and foremost, we want you to love God.
Yes.
We want you to learn to love Him, love, 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 a deep love like you have never known before. Fall madly in love with Him. And watch your life be transformed.
Yes,
that's all I got to say about that.
So true. I want to.
I said what I said.
You sure did. She said what she said, and let's do a snap and a twist. Okay? Yeah. I do. I want to thank you for this time, truly, mm-hmm. because there's so much, in you. Truly, mm-hmm. there's so much in you. No matter 5 foot, but I believe it's more 4'9". But okay, you say 5 foot.
He's so bad
that. Needs to be poured out on yeah. so many in a time such as this.
I've gone through what I've gone through for a reason. Absolutely. And now it's time to share.
And then none of it will be wasted.
None of it.
And I thank God for His journey. You know, yeah. I thank God for mm-hmm. all that He has done. Yeah. And none of it will yeah. be wasted.
Right. So same for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Same for you, girl.
I own it. I said what I said. Yeah, I own
that's
it.
That's right. All right, Arnold. I'm Danny DeVito, and you are Arnold. We are twins. We yes. are twins. If you could just see us, you would laugh. So you haven't seen us yet. We'll do a video eventually. But yes. just, you know, picture Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's
no
us.
Joke. No joke. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening. And I love that people are still listening. And we will be back.
We will be
next
back.
Week.
Yeah,
maybe.
This okay? weekly.
I yeah, so. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so have a great day.
Have a
Thanks
great day.
For joining us. Thanks again, Rose.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. We will be back next week. Remember that your life has so much purpose. When the storms are brewing around you, you are rooted in the firm foundation of Jesus Christ. Love your God with your whole heart. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And through it all, trust the journey.